I took the riser to make sure that I'm more visible. Otherwise, you would see me from only maybe like my face. I remember one priest, a Filipino possibly, that went there, are much taller. And so when he came to the Ambo to proclaim the gospel, he said, like, in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. It is always a joy for me that God blessed me. My dear brothers and sisters, we are celebrating the Ascension. And some people, during the time of Jesus with the disciple, his disciples and the people that surrounds him, they were in a sad mode, if you may call it. Sad mood in the sense that they felt like there was the loss of a loved one. Like when we lost a loved one in a funeral. But for us faithful, it is a feast day because we understand the radical difference, a good understanding of radical difference of the words between or disappearance and departure. The difference is that the departure, like of our loved one who left, and for a long time you will not see them anymore. But in the case of Jesus, it was only a disappearance. The Ascension was the disappearance of Jesus Christ from our own sight, from the use of our eyes. We don't see him anymore. But that he has not only disappeared from our sight, but those who live are no longer here, and those who only got out of sight, however, can still be near us, just in the case of Jesus. It is only that something that prevents us from seeing them. Jesus does disappear from the apostles' sight at the Ascension, but he does so to present in another more. Go to the Father, the Advocate will not come to you. In other words, he's sending the Holy Spirit, the third person in God, so that it would fuel us up to keep living, to teach us what Jesus had spoken to us, and to understand in a more deeper sense on how to live well. My dear brothers and sisters, he's no longer outside. Jesus is no longer outside of them and us, but in the similar way, he's present. Just like when we have the Eucharist, we see the Eucharist for the first time, at the Epiclesis, and you see the body of Christ, and then you receive the blood of Christ. But when it enters our body, when we take them, we don't see them anymore. We don't see it anymore. It's inside us. And again, I said the first word, it fuels us up. To catch up also with Jesus' disappearance, remember when Paul was persecuting the faithful? He heard a loud voice. It said, "Paul, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" That's one evidence, my dear brothers and sisters, that Jesus is present in each one of us. Those of us who have faith in him. The second one is in the last judgment. We hear that, my dear brothers and sisters. Jesus said at the last judgment, as he spoke at the second coming, first reading and second reading tells about the second coming. And you hear what Jesus will separate us from the left and the right, the goats and the sheep. And I sometimes have difficulty pronouncing the word sheep. The one on the land, not on the sea. And so, brothers and sisters, and the one to the right, say, "Come to me, to the place where God, my Father, prepared for you." And he says the word, "For I was hungry, you feed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me water to drink. I was naked, you clothed me. I was in prison, you visited me. I was stranger, you welcomed me." And he said, "Why did you do this?" And he said, "When did we see you? You were in this situation." And the Lord Jesus Christ said, "To whatever you do to the least of my brothers, you do it to me." And so, my dear brothers and sisters, come to think about it. The gospel reading tells us today that Jesus said, "You are my witnesses to all these things, that he ascended into heaven to prepare a place for us, so that he will come back again to take us." All of us aim for that. And the second reading tells us we keep alive and alert and always waiting for his coming, so that in the fullness of time, in their plan, in the the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit's plan of salvation. We want to join with them. So Pope Paul VI has a famous words that he said, the world needs witnesses more than it needs teachers. Some of you here are probably teachers. I am a teacher. I was a teacher for quite a while. But what does it specifically was meant by Pope Paul VI about being a witness and a teacher? It is much easier to be a teacher. And we have here, we hear teachers in schools, in synagogues, like that. But they teach sometimes the wrong, sometimes the right one. The wrong and the right, like the false teachings of other religion, our brothers and sisters. We claim to have the fullness of the truth of our faith. And so we have to be witnesses of that. Otherwise, we are counted of those that are like heresies or a false prophet. Because if we're not consistent with the words that we speak and what we promise and what we tell the people that we are, then we are the false teachers. The witnesses that we are referring to do is that when there is the multitude of teachers, there are few witnesses. I'd like to give you some example. Sometimes the truth hurts, and I would like to brace yourself for what I will say. This is some truth in it. From August and September, we bring children to come to church for catechism, or some people have attended RCIA. All days of how long preparations from August till about May, children prepare, they learn to know God, they learn to pray. If parents would consistently practice what the children had learned in the catechism, they would definitely practice it. And Proverbs verse 22, verse 6 says, train the child in the way they should go, and when they become old, they will not depart from it. Now, where did we go wrong? One, our RE class, religious education class, a mother was just following for the child and said, Mijito, I'm sorry, I speak a little bit of Spanish. Mijito, what did you learn from catechism class today? Oh, Mom, I learned today that there is hell. Good. What is hell? And I said, well, if you don't follow your mom and your dad when you call or when you tell lies, you go to hell. Immediately you respond, yes, Mom, I'm here. Throw the trash, Mijito, and say, pronto, Mama, I will go to heaven. Very good, Mijito. That's a good witness, right? And then here comes the story. Oh, Mama, is it party there? What is your answer? What is your answer? The mom said, yes, Mijito, there's the party, and you will be the barbecue. My dear brothers and sisters, if we think of a child, after that his parents said and done the first communion, and they never go to Mass, or they never practice what the child learned, it will be just like water that would go down in the drain. What if they don't bring the child to the church? Like a practice, say, after the first communion, after the first confirmation, when the church will always be packed with people, with parents, grandparents, children that are attending RE, after all of these ceremonies, the church has become half bare. And so we need to have good testimonies. We need to be consistent inside and outside of what first, that the Catholic Church has the fullness of truth, with each of us professing by the words that we speak, as we say in the English adage, speaks more than words, or let your action speaks for exactly what you have. The thousands of I love you that you express to one another would be insufficient if it's not supplied with good actions. And so I suggest, my dear brothers and sisters, let us be good witnesses of our faith to others, especially beginning with our thoughts and words and actions. And then let our action be that we show the love that we have for God. And number two, never stop reminding your kids, if they have grown up or married, to love God, to put God first in a priority, coming into prayer every day, and then loving our neighbors whenever, however we can each day. And that we in our prayers may become good instruments of peace and love for others. Let the ascension be our ascent to the faith that the church teaches us, that opens us and brings us, and as we await for the coming of the Holy Spirit come Sunday. God bless us all.